The base salary for a member of the Illinois General Assembly is $67,836 a year. During the Great Recession, when Illinois' finances were tanking, lawmakers decided to give some of that back. They passed a law requiring themselves to take unpaid furlough days, one a month, which reduced annual salaries by a bit less than 5%. This went on for 5 years. Then something changed last summer.
The legislators should not get paid until they enact comprehensive public pension reform.
This is Governor Pat Quinn, who vetoed the money for legislators' salaries out of the budget, trying to get them to pass a pension overhaul. The Democratic leaders of the House and Senate sued the governor and won. Cut to this year, and a spokeswoman for the Senate president says having just argued it was unconstitutional for the governor to cut legislative pay, it would be just as unconstitutional for lawmakers to do it to themselves. Hence, there was no vote this year on taking those furlough days. This does not sit well with Representative Dwight Kaye, a Republican from Glen Carbon.
The state's broke. We can't fund our schools. We can't take care of the most needy. We can't provide opportunity. So why in the world should we reward ourselves for doing bad work?
Kaye points to the fact that Illinois legislators are among the best paid in the country. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, only California, Pennsylvania, New York, and Michigan have higher base salaries. But other states are way, way lower, like New Hampshire, where a 2-year term will net you a cool $200. It's important to keep in mind that this is not only a Republican talking point. Democrats like to get in on the act, too. Senator Mike Frerichs from Champaign in a video touting his candidacy for state treasurer.
In 2006, I ran for the state Senate, where I led by example by cutting my own pay.
But as we've heard, no one got to cast that vote this year. Frerichs is already taking criticism from his opponent, Republican Representative Tom Cross of Oswego, for supporting the overall budget. So, Frerichs announced he'd donate 12 days' worth of pay to charity, the amount he would have been furloughed. What makes this kind of thing so popular? Why do politicians make a big deal of showing that they don't need their salaries?
Americans don't like politicians. They don't like government. Going back to throwing the tea in the drink and et cetera.
Chris Mooney is head of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois. He says it benefits most politicians to try to look more like everyday people, people who aren't seeking this job just because they want a paycheck. Mooney says this can lead to what he calls a death spiral, where policymakers can't raise their salaries because it might look bad on a campaign mailer. Believe it or not, he says Illinois was once in the forefront of a push to professionalize state legislatures. That involved making sessions longer, hiring more staff, and increasing lawmakers' pay. The thinking was,
look, if you're only paying them $1,000 or something or whatever, they can't afford to do it. Who is going to serve in the state legislature? It's going to be people that are wealthy, people who are in what were called in those days housewives, people who are students, and retired people.
It's also going to be people like House Speaker Michael Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton, both of whom are lawyers in private practice on top of their legislative duties. As a voter, ask yourself, just what kind of legislator do I want? Professional? Citizen? Working class? Or wealthy? It's something to keep in mind when you begin to see campaign material attacking legislators for giving themselves a raise. I'm Brian Mackey.